the Gardner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Gardner Andrews Show. To go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Gardner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, Norwegian Cruise Lines is now selling singles cruises. The ship is called the Unloved Boat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now silence! Silence, I say! For can't you see we're turning to a show here? Here comes another steaming pet load of Gardner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
It's a Sonic podcast.
Hey, good morning. This is on the funny business name. I drove by this one the other day, and it was closed out of business. Gee, I wonder why. The Krusty Convenience Store.
Yeah. You know what? There used to be, that just reminded me, that Krusty is a horrible name to have in your business.
Yes.
Title. There used to be a coffee shop in my hometown, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, the Band City, home of the Golden Mile and the Snowbirds.
And my hometown, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
Right down on the corner of Maine and Manitoba, right across from the train station, there was a coffee shop down there called the Krusty Mug.
Really?
What?
Must have been in the hotel?
In the hotel.
I don't remember that. That must have been after I was gone.
The Krusty Mug. When did you leave the Band City?
I left the Band City in 1970.
Oh, okay. So you've been gone for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you grow up there or were you?
I grew up there from about sixth grade on to finishing high school.
Okay.
Went to Central Collegiate.
Did you? I went to Vanier right up the road.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. All my friends went to Central. I wasn't allowed to go there. Because my mom and dad used to tell me, you know why you're not going to Central? Because the girls are promiscuous.
Really? I think that was the rumor back when I went there, too. But, you know, I never really found that out.
No, you know who the promiscuous girls were?
Urban myth.
Riverview Collegiate. The girls from Riverview were easy.
Yeah.
Gas to go from Sonic 129.
I was just going to ask you, you're still on the small town Saskatchewan thing.
Well, we just had Dennis called in. Dennis called in on Saskatchewan chat. Maybe we should make that a feature at 10 to 6 every morning because in Saskatchewan, it's already 10 to 7. So the wheels of commerce are already in motion over there and people are up and around. So maybe every day at 10 to 6, we should start the show by meeting our neighbors to the east.
I love it. Let's do it.
Saskatchewan chat. We're going to need a jingle. We're going to need hats. We're going to need some stuff to go with this hot blockbuster new feature over here at Gardner Andrews Show Industries.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
Hey, Gardner. Tyler here.
Hey, Tyler. What's going on?
Not too much. Just driving my wife to the airport at the moment.
Yeah, where's she off to?
She's off to Saskatchewan, actually, for an interview.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's a chance that you could be become a 306er?
I could be going back to the motherland, yep.
Where are you from?
Edmonton, but, both our grandparents are both from Saskatchewan, small town Saskatchewan.
Yeah, okay.
Rival towns, actually, as well.
So this would be perfect. So, Tyler, if your wife lands a job over there in the SK, the rectangular province, then you could be a correspondent every morning on Saskatchewan Chat at 5:50.
It's true, but I want to let you know that right now we are on the same time zone as Saskatchewan because they don't do daylight savings time.
Ah, damn it anyway. No.
Yeah.
No. This
we're
time
on the
of
same time right now.
No, we're on the same time during the summer.
No, I think we're on the same time during the winter.
No, I'm going to phone Saskatchewan. I'm going to phone somewhere and find out what time it is over there.
Further research needs to be done, that's for sure.
That's right. But Saskatchewan chat. I think that's this will be a blockbuster.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm all right. Just on my way to work. What are we chatting about this morning?
Oh, we can talk about your dreams for the future. Not your dream from last night,
but
though.
Yesterday I tried to get through because you were doing funny names of places.
Well, yeah, and you know what? That topic seems to have legs because people are still calling about it. But again, it's only kind of funny when it's a name that was meant to be funny.
Not just like a name that they just kind of screwed up. Like the KKK.
Well, see, now that is funny. We had somebody call in yesterday because they were going through the, you know, in the newspaper, they have the trades section where you can hire an electrician or whatever. But there was somebody in there and the company name was KKK Electric. So,
nice.
Yeah. So the guy phoned him and said, "You have any idea what that means?" The guy was totally clued out, had no idea.
Yeah. A little cafe called the Kinsella Country Cafe, but they spelt it with all K's.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, Kinsella's, it's right by Wainwright. It's a little small town. The cafe is really all they have.
Yeah.
It's driving through the town, and my passenger goes, "You realize the KKK's in this town?" I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, the KKK's here." He's like, "Look at the cafe." I'm like, "No way."
I think we started talking about this the other day. When I lived in Calgary, I used to drive by this hobby store all the time, and it was called PMS Hobbies. And my wife and I would drive by, and then we'd start role-playing. She would play the owner of PMS Hobbies, and I would be the guy looking for a model airplane. And I would come through the door, and I'd be like, "Good morning. Do you have model airplanes?" And then my wife would go, "Yeah, we got f***ing model airplanes. Here's the Concorde. Where do you want me to shove it?" And then this would go on for blocks, and it was good times.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like good fun.
The Garner Andrews Show Podcast.
I know you're probably tired of all these stores, you know, with these wacky names. But
no, I'm only tired of the ones that are made up, like the ones that they did intentionally.
Well, I'm not sure if this one was done intentionally or not, but when I lived in Ireland, there was a store around the corner from Trinity College in Dublin that sold hardware for doors. Like they sold, you know, fancy doorknobs and they sold that sort of thing. And it was a very old store. It'd been there for an awful long time. And the store was called Knobs and Knockers.
Now, that would have been purely innocent.
I think it may have been innocent. Because
especially if it was an old store. Because, first of all, it's Ireland. And if it was Ireland a long time ago, they weren't laughing about too much over there.
Well, and I don't think they use the term knockers.
Like we do.
Like the way we do. I think the other one, yeah. But I don't think necessarily knockers, But anyway, I thought it was very cute, and I took a photo of it. And it's
Knobs and Knockers. I'd love to hear the jingle.
Yeah.
Who is this?
It's Sharon.
Sharon, what are you doing? Where are you going in life?
What am I doing? I'm sitting having my breakfast listening to you guys before I leave.
Yeah?
For work.
Yeah, do you like your job? Are you happy with where you are in life?
Yeah, I like my job. I'm a lawyer, so it's good.
Wow, smart people listening to this show.
I know. I must be the only one, hey?
Yeah. It always freaks me out when smart people listen. Because then I feel like I have to talk about smart things.
No, you guys do. It's always entertaining.
Well, is being a lawyer... Now, back in the 80s and even into the 90s, lawyers, every TV show you turned on was about a lawyer. And it was very, very glamorous.
Nothing like it.
No?
No, like you're thinking like L.A. Law?
Yeah. There were...
Even Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Although I do really wish I had that soundtrack for every time I did anything. I would stop, and I'd say to my boss, "I think we need to go to court on this." And then there'd be like, bom, bom.
Yeah, so actually, here. You could... I'll give you this. You should have this as your ringtone. And then you have to do the... have you ever seen the dramatic squirrel videos on YouTube?
No, I haven't. Where
it's like, it's music like that, and then you have to do the dramatic turn to the camera.
That real slow kind of turn?
No. It's more like a head whip. Yeah.
I need that soundtrack then. Yeah.
Okay. Do you do criminal law?
No, not anymore. I used to do criminal law. Now I work for the Alberta government.
Okay. Criminal law, was it Did you ever get to do that thing where you stand up in court and you
object?
Object, first of all, or bring a jury to tears?
Never had a jury trial, but did object.
Okay. That would be so cool the first time you're standing up and yelling, "I object."
It's kind of scary, actually, because you wonder if you really have to, know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what if the judge challenges me and I have to explain myself?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But fortunately for me, the judge agreed with my objection, so it wasn't too hard. But
okay. Hey, Sharon?
Yes?
You have a good day. I appreciate the call and keep listening, okay?
All right. Thanks. Take care, Garner.
Bye.
Bye.
There are certain boxes I want to check in life, and one of those boxes would be stand up in a court of law and yell, "I object."
The Gas to Go podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just got something to talk about here. Remember how you were talking about those things you got to do before you die, you know, like the whole...
Oh, yeah, thing. Stand up in a court of law and... Well, hang on. We could both talk at the same time.
What's that?
Nothing. For me, I'd love to get the call up to land a crippled 747. Like, I'm the only guy on board that can get that bird back on the ground. I'd love to dive off of an overpass into an open semi full of cardboard boxes. Be the guy running down the hospital hallway pushing the crash cart while everybody's going, code blue, and I'm the guy pushing the cart. Or be the guy on top of the stretcher doing CPR while they're running that stretcher down the hallway. I'd love to be that guy. Or stand up in a court of law and yell, "I object." What's yours?
I think I speak for every dude, but I want to be that door-to-door salesman that shows up at somebody's house and he's just got this old, lonely, sexy MILF there that, you know, she's just so lonely and she just bites you in and, you know, shit happens. I think I speak for every dude there. Somebody wants to do that before they die, you know?
Okay, hang on. I can put you on hold here. We're out of time here this morning, but let me say this. If there's one thing that I've learned about the ladies, it's this. The lonely ones, the really hot lonely ones, are dying to hitch their lust wagon to a guy who's climbed the corporate ladder all the way to the position of door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman.
The Gas to Go podcast.
Forbidden lusts.
Oh, okay.
I think I found mine yesterday.
And she is?
I got home early from work and turned on Judge Joe Brown and the bailiff there.
Somebody else is in that same club.
Oh, really?
I can't remember who it was, but somebody phoned that one in about a year ago. I had to look her up. I don't know. What's her name?
I think it's Sonia, but she's got a gun and handcuffs.
Sonia the bailiff.
Yeah, and she's got a gun and handcuffs.
She's an awesome example of a forbidden lust because she's totally flying under the radar hot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stands there, doesn't say much.
She's in a stealth bomber of hotness is what she is.
I would agree.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? One of my forbidden lusts is turning 45 today. I just read this morning.
And who is that?
Maura Tierney. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
Oh, she was on ER. She was on news radio.
Okay. I thought it was Martha Stewart.
Oh, I got a lot of them. Martha Stewart, Christine McGee.
Put her hair behind her ear, you were saying?
Yeah, soft focus. And then when she takes her middle finger and she tucks her hair behind her ear, Martha Stewart is so hot. I got to go. Okay.
You have a good day.
You too. Martha. Hey, Martha. Yeah.
Sonic Podcast.
Forbidden lust.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My high school music teacher.
Oh. Well.
Does that not count? No.
Well,
it
sort of does in your little world count, but because none of us know what your high school music teacher looks like.
It doesn't really work.
No, it doesn't. A good forbidden lust is, how old a guy are you?
I'm 40.
40? Do you remember Joanne Liebler from Home Time?
Nope.
It was a home improvement show. She's an awesome forbidden lust. Meg Ruffman, the tool girl. Meg, do you remember her from Canadian television about 15 years ago?
Never watched.
Okay, of course. Okay, you don't know. Have you ever heard of a woman named Martha Stewart?
Oh, yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, well, she was very attractive. I always found her quite attractive.
My ex-wife president of Sleep Country Canada, Christine McGee.
Yeah, she is hot. She sells mattresses.
Yeah. But, I mean, I had the showbiz dream, and she had the dream that involved a lot of mattresses, and you can see how our relationship just ended.
My ex was almost the same way. She had a dream of a lot of mattresses, too, but unfortunately she wasn't selling them.
Yeah, unfortunately it wasn't your mattress.
Yeah. It's a podcast from Sonic 1029.
I've got a number of things for you. Number one, The Forbidden Lust.
Yeah.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Yes. What is it about that crazy broad that lights me up?
I don't know. It's the mouth, I think. The weird mouth.
Yeah, she... I can't quite put... Because she is not an attractive woman, but at the same time, I can't look away.
Yeah, I know. She's oddly attractive.
Yeah.
Very weird, very weird. Garner Andrews Show Industries, anagram for gassy.
Yeah, we didn't think that one through, and then... We had bought all the letterhead and everything. And talk about unfortunate names.
There's another one, unfortunate name, Ass Effects. I don't know if you've seen the commercial. It's for bloating.
Yes, I have. God, thank you for bringing that up.
Then there's the other one for Ultimate Fighting where they got Condom Depot on their ass every time as an advertisement.
That's the guys on their little fighting shorts have that, right?
Yeah. Condom Depot. Yeah. It's pretty good.
But Ass Effects, let's go back to that for a second because I'm glad you brought that up. I saw it one day and I thought, I got to remember to talk about this. It almost seemed like a joke. And it was, it's a commercial, one of those ones with the disclaimer that goes on forever. Maybe
constant cramps, diarrhea, retinal or rectum bleeding.
Yeah.
It goes on for hours.
Yeah, disease of the liver, club foot, wandering eye.
Ingrown toenails, the whole deal.
It almost seemed like a parody that you'd see on Saturday Night Live. And I don't know what it's for. I don't think it is for gas. I think it's for acid reflux or something like that. And it's called...
it has something to do with your digestive system.
It's called Ass Effects.
Yeah.
It's gas to go from Sonic 1029.
I got a medication name that's pretty sad for you. Have you seen that commercial for Traveler's Diarrhea?
Which one?
Dukoral.
No.
Yes?
Dukoral?
Yes. I ain't kidding. And it's a serious... I mean, literal translation means poo mouth.
Yeah. Dookie. Deuce. It's all slang for, number two. But I think that these companies that come up with these names, I think they're just messing with us now.
Sometimes I think that's true.
Because then it gets you talking. Like, there's no way that the Ass Effects people did not think that might be a horrible name for a product to help you with your digestion or your heartburn or whatever it's for.
I'd like to see if it's the same parent company for Dukoral.
Yeah. And I saw the Ass Effects commercial on TV like a week or two ago, and it's a legit looking commercial. It's all those commercials look the same. It's people riding bikes and flying kites and riding horses and drinking coffee on beaches. You know, those commercials, they're all interchangeable. But then when the Ass Effects voiceover came on and then the name came up, I thought, no, is this a joke? I'm gonna go looking for Dukoral.
Do that.
Okay.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Like, get the hell out of here.